I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello, happy new year. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are here today joined by a very special guest, Anna Taylor. Hi, Anna Grace Taylor.
Oh, you can call me Anna Taylor. I just added the middle name, so it's kind of confusing for people, but Anna Taylor is fine, and I'm so happy to be here.
Yay, I'm so happy to have you here. And so tell us, now you are a singer and a songwriter.
Yes.
And also, let me first of all throw out the station ID. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network, and wherever you're listening from. Thanks for being with us for the first show of 2012. Yay! And so you are a singer, a songwriter, and an angel therapy practitioner.
That's right.
Yes.
I am.
So tell us how, now you got your certification with Doreen Virtue.
Yes, I did in 2003. I just found on her website that she was doing a class in Ireland, and as I live in England, it's not too far away. So, yeah, it was, I don't know, 8.5 years ago now, I guess.
Wow. And so what got you, have you always had an interest in angels, or how did you discover this?
I think as I was a teenager, my curiosity started to open up because I was not well at the time, and I wanted to explore different ways to help myself, you know, alternative therapies, spirituality in general. And I started to have my own experiences probably, 2000, 2001. And, you know, I remember finding a pack of Doreen's cards and being really intrigued. And, you know, I started to get a couple of messages about studying. And then I found her on the television within a couple of weeks, actually. In fact, it was right on New Year's that I found Doreen on the television. And that's when I started to do the class, you know, think, oh, I really want to do this class. I have to go. And that is a story in itself, because I had no money at the time. I didn't know how I was going to go. And I ended up doing a sponsored walk and raising the money that way. And all these kinds of people that I didn't know were helping me to do that. And it's really changed my life since then. You know, it's not just a class. I didn't feel it was just a class. It was it's a really, really healing experience. I've met some such amazing people there. So it's, I believe it's the best decision I ever made.
Yay. And you met my friend, Laurel Bleeden Maffei.
I didn't there. No, I actually only met her a few years ago, but we have mutual friends, and you know what it's like. The internet is so great, right?
Yeah.
Just through the message boards that we have and Facebook. But yeah, I actually met Laurel only 2.5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, we should plug that show, because we're doing a 2012 special. It's going to be a conference call with Laurel Bleeden Maffei, and it is going to be Laurel, myself, Anna Taylor, Savon Champel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying his name right?
Savon, I think. Yeah.
And Paul Labarge, who is adorable. I love
him.
Yeah,
I love him too.
And so they are all, if you don't know who these people are, they're all angel therapy practitioners, just such bright lights online. They all have their own YouTube pages, and they have their own angel therapy practices. And of course, I used to co-host Laurel Bleeden Maffei's radio show for about a year. That was Illuminating Souls. So if you're interested in the free conference call, I think there might be charges to like call long distance, but beyond that, it's free. IlluminatingSouls.com is the website. I believe you need to sign up. So go to IlluminatingSouls.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, about halfway down the page, you'll see a little banner with the planet Earth and 2012 special on there, and that's where you can sign up for the call, and it's going to be this coming Friday, January 6th. Are you even going to be in Vancouver that day?
I'm going to be in San Jose in California.
Yay.
So near Laurel.
Yay! And Paul. He lives in San Francisco.
Yeah, right? So kind of different to you, but we're going to be connected in some way.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting. And I don't know exactly what we're going to be talking about. Probably somewhat similar to what we're going to discuss today, 2012, mm-hmm. Messages from the Angels. If you have a question, or how are you with taking calls?
I can do that.
You cool with that? Okay. So if you have a question you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And how about we play a song? I've got Like Me. Do you want to tell us about this song?
Yeah. Oh, actually, that's the perfect song. I just have a special place in my heart for that one. I don't know why, but it seems to resonate with a lot of people. And I wrote it really just to remind people how similar we all are, rather than focusing on our differences, which we so often do, right? Mm-hmm. And just, you know, that we all want the same things really in life, which is to love and be loved. And, you know, the rest of it is kind of, you know, it might be differing here and there, but we're similar. So, yeah.
Yay. Okay, so I'm going to play Like Me by Anna Grace Taylor.
From the sky, have you made mistakes thanks to your pride? Have you crossed your heart and hoped to die like me? Have you ever loved so much your body ached? Have you prayed your agony away? Have you sang out loud in the pouring rain like me? Is your life like mine, spinning round and round in time, just trappers on the sea? Do you see it all like me? Have you ever seen yourself beyond the mirror? Have you let imagination paint a picture? Have you felt like me? Have you ever wondered what's the use of time? Have you broken rules and drawn a line? Have you asked for help, then ignored the signs like me? Is your life like mine, spinning round and round in time, just travelers on the sea? Do you see it all? Have you ever looked like I look at you? Have you ever needed like I need you? Have you ever loved like I love you? Love you. Have you ever noticed like I notice you? Have you ever wanted like mine, spinning round and round in time, just travelers on the sea? Can you see yourself dancing around in the pouring rain, crying tears of joy, feeling half insane? Do you embrace the power in every day like me?
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're joined all the way from the UK. Do you call it the UK or England?
Both. It's the same thing. But I live in England, so you can say England.
Okay, yeah. So she's all the way from England, and in the studio, we're going to be posting this up on YouTube. We've been friends on Facebook for a couple years now, and I've been watching your YouTube videos, and Anna is just the sweetest, brightest little light, just such a little angel herself. And it's like, I'm so excited to have you on this show today. Yay!
Me too!
Yay. And this is totally, oh my gosh. So we were talking during the song about mm-hmm. any angel messages. And it's really interesting what Anna is going to tell us in a minute. And this, over the holidays, I've been dealing with quite a, it's just been really stressful. One thing on top of the other, and a breakup with someone who I've cared about a lot and have complained about on the show back in September. And then because we had a tumultuous breakup then, and then we got back together, and it's been like, and it's just, I mean, we've both tried. He's not a bad person, but it's just like never going to work between us. And so, but the stress of it all, like I didn't sleep last night. I've been ill from it. I mean, I just feel like my heart is like broken. And I can see Anna, she's nodding like, yeah, she understands what's going on. So tell me what's happening with the energies right now.
I really feel that, you know, even the last couple of days has been really intense for people. I don't know whether it's because, you know, there was a lot of talk about 2012, right? You know, way before it happened. There has been so much, I don't know, many points of view about what it all means and the endings of, you know, a time period, or whether the end of the world even. There's lots of fear energy. So I think some of it is part of us feeling that, you know, that there is a real energy full of that fear around the world, perhaps because people believe that something is really going to happen to them or that they're unsafe. I don't believe that for a second. But I do believe that, you know, there are endings happening. Even though we're in the new year, I think that some of that ending energy is still there. And we're going through that intensity. You know, people, I know that, you know, people I've spoken to have kind of said that we kind of have to just hold on till February and March. And, you know, that January is still going to feel like we have some stuff to clear. So, you know, I don't know, but I'm feeling it even here. And, you know, I'm not at home. I'm in a totally different place. And I feel that energy. I didn't sleep very well. I mean, I must admit, I'm a bit jet lagged. But apart from that, I do think that there is some emotional energy happening. And the angels are really just wanting us to know that, you know, we're not alone in it, that it is happening. But I think part of it is also just really taking care of ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. If we feel like that, you know, what does our body need? What does our heart need? What does our mind need? You know, and that can sometimes mean having to say goodbye or making changes or even just eating a different food, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So it can be on all kinds of levels. So maybe if you are feeling tender and, you know, like your heart is really hurting, just to really ask it, you know, what does it need right now?
That's a really good idea. Asking my heart what it needs. Because last night I was lying in bed trying to sleep. I actually went to bed at 8 o'clock because I just wanted it to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't, I was just had so much of that already. And I was like, I just need the day to be over.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it didn't really work. I slept for about an hour and a half and then I woke up. But while I was lying in bed with all of these thoughts going through my mind, trying to be mindful, trying to breathe, trying to do everything. It was just, nothing was working. Mm-hmm. And I actually asked Archangel Michael mm-hmm. to cut the cords yes. to this person. And I didn't feel anything. And then I was like, oh no, but, and then Doreen Virtue says I have to do the vacuum thing, right? But it's still, so, I mean, you're an angel therapy practitioner. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you, when you ask Archangel Michael to cut your cords, mm-hmm. Which is the cords of that connect you to other people, if you're not familiar with that term.
Yeah, it's the fear, really. It's, mm-hmm. it's you know, we're never cutting cords of love, right? We're just clearing ourselves and helping us to be in our own space, mm-hmm. really. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so when it doesn't work, mm-hmm. what's happening there?
Maybe there is a part of you that is holding, you know, still holding on, or maybe it is working, but sometimes it's a process, right? Or there are layers, or you still feel like there's emotion coming up. So sometimes we think, oh, the cords aren't cut, but actually really all it is that the emotion is still happening, right? Because the healing still has to take place. It doesn't make you not feel things. Mm. So part of it is also just breathing through it and knowing that the energy is clearing. And also to do it regularly, right, when you're in those situations, to just keep asking. I always feel like I'm constantly calling on them in those situations. And you've just reminded me maybe I haven't done that enough in the last couple of days. So, but I think it can be two things. I think, as you say, sometimes it can be that, you know, maybe there's part of us that's not wanting to let go, or the other person. And another part of it is just going through that process. You know, it doesn't make us kind of suddenly not have that experience. We're still human, right?
Yeah.
We have our emotions. And sometimes actually for me, you know, maybe tears or a way that we feel like we want to, you know, express something kind of comes up because it's a way that the energy is moving through our bodies.
Okay. Wonderful answer. Thank you so much, Anna. And I'm wondering if there's, since we do have this energy going on right now, this new 2012 mm-hmm. energy,
yeah.
Is there a little something that we can do with Archangel Michael as a group, everyone listening?
Yeah, sure. We can call on him.
How would it be for you to walk us through that?
Yeah, I just love calling on Michael. So we can do that.
Okay,
so Archangel Michael is a really powerful warrior-like angel. The most wonderful thing about him is I think he's present for everyone, you know, even if we don't know about him. He has a royal blue, royal purple color aura. So if you want to just imagine that color right now, if you're closing your eyes and breathing, you can just imagine his energy and his presence with you. We just thank Archangel Michael for being with me, with Marie, with everyone listening right now, for helping us to feel the presence of him and all of the angels, for helping us just to breathe, just focusing on your breath for a moment, breathing in light and just letting go of any tension. And with your permission, with anyone listening, we just thank Archangel Michael for cutting our cords of fear right now to any situations, to any people, including maybe our family, our friends, our lovers, in the past or in the present, anyone that we have any negative attachments to that no longer serve us, we can just ask Michael to just help us to release those now for our highest good. And just breathing out as that happens. Just letting Michael do the work. Just handing it all over to him. We just thank Archangel Michael too for vacuuming us, which is another technique. I know, we love that one too. Just imagining that we have a Hoover inside of our heads, going down through the top of our heads. And really all that again does is just lifting any heavy energy, any energy that it doesn't belong to us. And really, you know, people talk about negative and heavy energy, and really it can just be any energy that isn't ours, because we're meant to be in our own energy, we're meant to be in our own space. And really this is about freeing ourselves up and freeing the other people up or the other situations up to just be able to move in their own way, to be able to have their own experiences, right? Because we're meant to just be us. So just allowing any of that stuck energy just to move out of us through this vacuum. Just allowing him to just move any energy that feels heavy in our bodies and in our energy right now. And then also we can ask him just to flick the switch of the vacuum and just fill us with white, pure healing light from the tops of our heads down to the tips of our toes, all through our body and our aura, in front of us, behind us, all around us. And as you feel this light, just notice your heart area. And as you breathe, allowing it to expand, open up to more love and more light. And also your solar plexus, which is often where we carry energy for others. Just in our stomach area. I call it the sunshine chakra. This is our sunshine. Just allowing our sunshine to feel really bright right now. Knowing that when we are in our own space and our own power, we can be bright and shiny, feel peaceful, and know that we have the power to change or to create wonderful blessings in our lives. Just breathing and allowing that to be so, and allowing Michael just to continue to lift your energy, almost like he's giving you a spring clean or a new year clean, right? And he's warm. So anyone who's listening right now, you might feel that his energy is warm. If you're a woman, sometimes you can feel like you're having a hot flash, right? Just feels really comforting, and you can do that anytime. And especially if you feel like, you know, you do have stuff going on or there's things that you're working through, you can just ask Michael to be with you. And actually, one of the most helpful things, I did hear Doreen speak about it a couple of days ago on YouTube, and she said it is really important that we shield ourselves right now because there are the intense energy around. So sometimes I do that by invoking Michael's blue or purple light. Sometimes I like to imagine I have a mirror ball around me and everything that's not love is reflecting out, and you know, I'm just absorbing the love. That can be really helpful. Sometimes you can imagine a shield around you, an actual shield. I know Michael has one, really shiny one. So whatever works for you, but the clearing and the shielding right now, I believe is really going to help us and keep us in that space that feels I call it sparkly. You know, if you want to feel sparkly again, it just often just means that we need to just freshen our energy up, right?
Well, this is the thing, too. That's one of the things. I use the word sparkly, too, and people describe me as sparkly, and he described me as sparkly. Mm-hmm. And when you're holding on to junk, sadness, hurt, resentment, anger, all of those energies, you can't be sparkly.
No, you cannot.
You can't shine your light. It's really frustrating because it's like you just don't feel like yourself.
Yes, that is totally right. It just feels like something's off, right? Mm. So, it's always the moment where you want to go, okay, what can I do? And one of the first things is to do that, to do those kind of processes. You know, it can be in your mind. You know, you don't have to say anything out loud. It's really powerful if you just imagine. Our imagination, I believe, is real. You know, it's real. It's what's happening. And that's why children, right, they don't see any difference between, you know, what is supposed to be your imagination to what's really happening, because we don't have those barriers when we're growing up, right? It's only when we're told, like, oh, of course you can't see that, or this isn't what you're seeing with your physical eye. So I believe we need to get back into that place. In fact, actually, that is another message the angels have been giving me, especially as we're going into this new place, is just to remember how powerful that is. You know, just for 5 minutes, even if we're not feeling so good, really to tap into maybe something that does make us feel sparkly, or, you know, something that we've always wanted, or that really expands our heart, somebody that we really care about, or maybe it's an animal or something. But 5 minutes in that energy has so much more power than, you know, even a day in the yucky energy. So never feel bad for feeling yucky. Just, you know, if you can just spend a few minutes, it makes all the difference.
Well, I'm so okay. So last night I'm lying in bed, and in this morning it was so hard to get up, and I thought, oh, and I can't even play a repeat because Anna's coming here and I can't cancel because she's all the way from England. But I knew if I came that the energy of this show was going to make such a difference. And I think that's the thing, is that the energy, when you focus on those things that fill your heart up.
Mm-hmm. It really makes a difference. You know, it can be one moment, right? It just changes everything, or it just makes you just think, okay, well, you know, like you said, tomorrow is another day, right? And sometimes if you are feeling, you know, down or like, what am I going to do right now? You just have to get through, you know, even 1 minute sometimes, you know, just get through the minute, just get through the moment, do those things that are going to nurture you, call on those people that are going to make you feel,
you know, good. You know, call on your friends that really love you and care about you and are going to remind you of all the great things about you or all the great things that are coming up, and we have a new year. So there's, you know, even if things are uncertain, there's going to be things to look forward to, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. They're the things that make me feel sparkly again.
Yay. Well, you're just so sparkly normally. I can't imagine you not being sparkly, but I'm sure we all have our days.
We are human, right?
Yeah.
We are all human. But it's just, I think it's the awareness, first of all, isn't it? Of just having those moments and just being gentle with it. And then saying, okay, what can I do to turn it around? And then before you know it, you know, you get to, you know, one moment and then a day. And then it just, time, and it is a cliche, but time is a healer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's time. It's hard for people who are impatient like me.
Yeah, oh, me too. I decided that definitely one of my main lessons on the earth is patience. I still haven't got it. You'd think we would start getting it, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen.
So before, I'm going to play a song because we are talking about love and not just romantic love, but
love in general.
And let us know your website and your YouTube address.
My website, actually I have two, but my music one is annataylormusic.com, and for all my angel work and any of the events that are going on, my classes and stuff, you can do anna-taylor.co.uk. And the YouTube is actually, if you just type in annataylor444, you can find, I have actually videos, there's a couple of meditations there, angel messages, I have my song You Know Me, which is about the angels. I'm actually about to just make a video for Like Me, the song that you heard. So there's things going on, and it's one of my intentions actually for 2012 to do more videos, because it's nice to share like that, right?
It is, yeah. And I have a YouTube channel too. So you can go to youtube.com/spiritualshow, and my website is spiritualshow.com. So we're going to play Already Here, and this is Anna's true love song. So here's Already Here by Anna Grace Taylor on Synchronicity.
Listen to my favorite song, and you stand next to me. Wrap your arms around me, and I'm home. I look into your deep blue eyes, I can hardly breathe, 'cause you're here with me. And I'll never be alone. But what I want to know, do you hear it? Can you feel me calling? Do you know my love is for real? 'Cause in
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today. I'm joined live in studio by Anna Taylor, singer, songwriter, and angel therapy practitioner. Welcome back to the show, Anna.
Hey, it's so great to be here.
Yay, here in Canada. So you were, before the song and the break, you were talking about, you did a clearing with Archangel Michael, and mm-hmm. we were talking about love, and now she's got her angel cards. Mm-hmm. What deck is this that you're using?
This is Doreen Virtue's Daily Guidance from Your Angels deck, and I really like it. I have to say, I don't always use the cards, and even when I'm using them, they're just like, I find them like a key to the door, you know, that you're just really opening up to the messages for whoever I'm talking to, right? Because they can be really specific, or sometimes they can tell a story. But for me, they act as a way to really ask the angels what's going on. And we can do that for you if you like.
Okay, great. And it looks like we've got a caller. Oh, well, maybe someone wants to get a reading before me. Let's see. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hi. I'm actually calling for Chris Horrific. Is he not there yet?
Oh, we thought you were calling for an angel reading. He is, but he's in another room.
Okay, that's no problem. I'll call later.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, so if you'd like to get on the air and have a reading, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And in the meantime, Anna is going to do a quick little reading for me just to say what the angels in general, what kind of messages they have for me.
Okay, well, the first card I have here is perfect timing. And, you know, and after what we were saying, the following cards are really interesting too, because it's ask and energy work. So really they are saying, you know, that you really need to do those kind of things for yourself and to really ask for help. They're saying that you're often in a place where you're there for others, and that you're doing this kind of thing for others, or being that person who's saying, hey, it's going to be okay. But they want you to do that for you. Okay. And sometimes when we're really in those moments, it's a real opportunity to ask the angels or to ask the people around us to support us, right? Because it can be challenging to do that sometimes. Yes. So they're wanting you to ask, but they're also saying that that for you, just as we were saying, it's almost like confirmation that your energy, the energy that is surrounding you and the way that you want to feel better right now is so much to do with asking them to lift your energy. So even if all the mind stuff and the heart stuff wants to say, like, I just want to make it better and I want to say this or I want to do this, you know, sometimes it's actually just allowing your energy to move, allowing that energy to move through you and out of you. It's like a river, right? Just letting it continue to flow. And they're wanting you to know that they see this for you, the way that you've just been through this again and that your heart is hurting, that it's almost like just reminding you again of like how much you deserve better and to really raise your standards and to really say, like, you know, I don't want to have to do this again and again. And they're wanting you to know that I see when I tune in for you as far as the timing, because I know one of the cards is timing here, so I was just asking about timing and what's going on. They're saying that by summer that you really are gonna feel that there's an opportunity for a more long-term connection for you. And it's just about sometimes kind of giving yourself that little space to let that person in, right? And it was almost like a reminder for you, like, are you going to stay in this kind of slightly old feeling, or are you just going to jump into the new? And it was just kind of a way of like being in between that, right? The transitional period. Mm-hmm. So what's actually been happening to you with your relationships is just reminding you of generally in your life, like, okay, we're about to get into the new. And are you going to leave the old behind, or are you going to kind of continue to try and drag it behind you? Right.
Yeah. So why do we do that?
I don't know. It's like, it almost feels safe, right? Probably. Because in some ways, we know what we're going to get. So part of us is like...
Yeah, more crap, though. I mean, I know I'm going to get crap. I don't know why I keep hauling it along behind me.
Or, you know, sometimes it's also when we are compassionate people, or when we do see the best in someone, mm-hmm. that we feel like the opportunity for change is there, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes we put that above... really what we need,
yeah.
right?
But we can't change. We can't be responsible for someone else's change.
We cannot. Absolutely not. And that is the thing. And maybe why we are, you know, having relationship shifts, or, you know, people coming in and out of our lives, is because we can only be responsible for ourselves, right? So, you know, as much as it's painful, they have to kind of choose whether they're going to be the people that we want in our lives. And it's sort of... We're choosing what we want, and so they either follow because, you know, that they can match up to that or not. And that is not just the case with romantic relationships. That's with, you know, friendships and families. Obviously, it's more difficult with family because they're kind of with us. But, you know, it does happen. We're all different. We're on different paths, and they're just really wanting you to know that this is your time to ask, and this is your time to receive. I also feel like just having a plain old massage for you would be really good. Mm-hmm. You know, just to really, it's that nurturing feeling for you, just to get back in touch with yourself and your femininity, and almost just to feel that sense of embrace on a physical level. They're just showing me where your energy is. We can do the energetic work with the angels, but sometimes our bodies, especially when we've not been sleeping, just need mm-hmm. like almost like a kickstart. So something like a massage, or, you know, going to a favorite place that makes you feel really good, you know, even if it's just a walk by the water, you mm-hmm. know, all those kind of those tangible things that lift us. So for you, it's multi-level, you know, it's really that nurturing on all levels. They're also saying, because I look at this card, the perfect timing card is surrounded by musical notes. And I actually really often associate it with it being musical as well. So music, anything that makes you feel really good. Have you noticed that when you play a song that you really like, just the room feels different, mm-hmm. or you just get into that place that feels, it just feels like the energy shifts? And that's because sound makes a difference to us and to our surroundings. So if you can just play, you know, something that makes you feel like, again, that sparkliness, that will bring you back. So for you, you just want to ride the wave, but also use this as a real time to get really clear with yourself, really make your focus, like, what does my heart need? What do I really need? And then they're just saying that as you get into kind of, I would say the second half of the year is just going to be much more solid for you. You're going to feel like you actually can really trust yourself and trust the people around you, including a romantic relationship. I definitely see that for you. They're even showing me, you know, they're just wanting you to know that ahead for you is like, They're wanting you to know that it's much happier than you often give yourself credit for. Like, you can get to a certain point and then go, oh, now what's going to happen? You know, but they're wanting you to know that it's going to continue to get happier for you. And at, in this place right now, you can't see it, but they're wanting you to know that it's there for you. And I see summer. I keep seeing, like, when the sun is out and, you know, everything is really fresh and happy. I also am hearing again, for you, it's also connected to people that you already know. So again, it's just like really wanting you to know that your social life in general is going to be a key factor in this, and just to keep kind of saying yes to the things that make you feel really good. And, you know, that they kind of, yeah, that would be good. Or, oh, you know, I haven't seen that person in a while, but I really feel like calling them. And it could be connected to that friend, you know. So if we're asking about our love life, sometimes it doesn't feel related, but it is, because we're networking, or, you know, maybe it's an opportunity to just do something different, you know, a new hobby even. But I do feel it's connected to people that you already know, this person. So it looks good for you. You're just going to maybe just take some time to take care of yourself first.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And so I have two questions that come from that. The first is that I noticed you were getting some emotions coming up. And so I'm wondering how was that for you? What was happening?
Yeah, like I can really feel your heart right now when I do that. I can feel the sense of like, oh, really? You know, so there's that hurt there, but also just a sense of wondering, like, is this really ever going to be different for me? Or do I just have to keep going round and round? That's the sense that I was getting. And, you know, I can feel that in your heart. It's almost like a whirring. Like, you can feel your heart chakra whirring round and round, trying to make sense of all of this. Mm. It's just that. And the energy that we were talking about, calming it down, is just also about you calming that central place in you. So just, okay, there's Archangel Shamuel.
Sorry. There we go.
There's Archangel Shamuel there with you, and he's the heart healing angel. He's all about peace, but I always feel like he's the one to soothe us of these broken hearts. So I'm going to ask him to be with you. He's pale green. We were talking about colors, so sometimes I like to imagine that color. I'm also just going to ask him to be with anyone who may be feeling these shifts in relationships right now, like you are. And also just to help us to know that all is in divine order and perfect timing, and that actually sometimes when these endings happen, it really is for our highest good. In fact, always. We may not know it at the time, but it really is. And you know it too, because if it was really meant for you, you'd be happy. Right. I always think that if it's really right, then why would we be in pain?
Exactly.
So they're wanting us to remember that pain is a sign that something's wrong. You know, something is going on.
Definitely.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Anna. And it's time for a break. So this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking right now with Anna Taylor, and you can find her at annataylormusic.com.
Yes, and anna-taylor.co.uk.
For your angel therapy
work.
Wonderful. And also, Anna and I and Laurel Bleeding Maffei and Savon Champel and Paul Labars, we're all going to be doing a special teleconference call. It's free, aside from whatever long-distance charges you need to pay. And you can go to illuminatingsouls.com and sign up there. There's a little banner on the right-hand side of the page with a globe that says 2012 on top of it. And you can sign up for that. It's going to be Friday the 6th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And we're going to be talking about angel messages for 2012. It's going to be a lot of fun. So please do join us there as well if you're interested in that. And we'll be back with more synchronicity in a flash.
Of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're joined in studio live by Anna Taylor. And she is going to... Are you ready to do another reading?
Yes, sure.
Okay, because we have a caller on the air right now. Hello, caller. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Hi, Chris. Go ahead. So are we doing a question, or would you like a regular... just generalized...
I have no idea, so please go ahead. Do what you will. I have no particular question in mind.
Okay, so your name is Chris. Okay.
Yes.
The first thing that pops up for you, Chris, is just that they're wanting you to know that 2012 is a real time of creativity for you. So if you're not being creative right now, or that you want to be creative... I would suggest that you do. There is just a lot of energy around you that I can kind of see all these different colors. It's like you have tons of different options, but part of what the angels want you to do is to know that it kind of needs to be expressed. So I don't know whether you're doing something that you don't like.
I am embarking on a new business, and I've just leased some land for farming, so...
Okay, they're just wanting you to know to really tap into that, you know, that ideas place in you, that inspiration place. They're wanting you to know that they're there for you. So all you have to do is just say, angels, I would really like your help with, you know, starting this business and really keeping my ideas, you know, flowing. And all they want you to know is that if it feels good to you, if it feels good in your gut, they're saying you're really a feelings person.
So yes,
your intuitive your intuitive sense, like right in your gut, will always tell you. So they're wanting you to know that that will really serve you well, and especially this year. They're saying that if you follow that, and actually they're saying that there may be some people that will disagree with you, and that's okay. But if you follow your instinct as usual, that everything will be fine. But they're wanting you to know that the ideas that come to you may feel like a little different to start with, and you may need some time to get used to them, but it doesn't mean that they're wrong. That you still want to follow them. I also see, I know that you're probably going to have a ton of stuff to do with your work, but I do see you like with color. I don't know whether you draw or you like drawing, or you just need to bring maybe more color into your life in some way. But I do feel like
I don't draw. My canvas is food. So
okay, so anyways. maybe that, but it's all that kind of energy of like wanting you to know that you're a creator. So anything that you create is actually when we're most who we are, right? Because that was when we're in our hearts rather than in our heads. So they're wanting you to know that if you're feeling like a little lethargic or stuck, or you know that you're not sure what the decision is for you in your business, is just to get into that creative mode. So if you want to do some, you know, like cook your favorite meal or to try something new with food, then that will be a way that your inspiration comes. Because actually when we're doing that kind of stuff, the angels will speak clearer to us. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Chris.
Okay, blessings to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Bye. Okay, Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
So we've got, this is just like, oh my goodness, lit up like a Christmas tree. So, hi, there's someone on the air. Say hello. Or maybe not. Okay, we'll go to the next one. Hi, you're on the air. Maybe I totally messed this up. CITR? Hello? Okay, I guess everyone's gone. I don't know what happened. We had a whole switchboard full of people, and I just lost everyone. So if you want to give us a call back, 604-822-2487 in the next little bit here, because I'd like to end the show with one last song. So we've got, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes for a reading. So yeah, 604-822-2487. If you would like a quick reading, here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. Yes, I had a question for Anne.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just that I'm unemployed right now, but I was thinking of traveling, and I was wondering what I should do.
Okay, what's your name?
Moana.
Okay. I'm just going to pull a card for you. Okay. Yeah, they're showing me, do you have a family of your own right now?
No.
You don't? Okay, because they're showing me lots of people around you and that there are new people coming to you. They're wanting you to know that part of you traveling is actually to bring just new energy, new people, just like we were talking about before. It seems like you sometimes have a tendency to isolate yourself or that you felt lonely, and they're wanting you to know that the travel thing really opens the doors for you.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, they're saying it's all a positive experience for you, this travel.
Okay, and also, like, I need to start looking for work, too.
Okay.
So I did have a career a long time ago in cooking.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I should go back to cooking or look in a new direction.
The interesting thing, I know it sounds a little cliche, but they're just saying, what do you really love? What do you really love?
Okay, yeah.
Because they're wanting you to know, again, a bit like the caller before, and also just generally we were talking about really focusing, you know, what does my heart really want? In 2012, we're really not going to have too much time to not do that, because it's really important. So really, really spend some time in the next few coming days really contemplating is what would my ideal solution be, and really asking the angels to do that for you. I do see that you could do cooking, but there's part of you that is hesitant to go back into that.
Yes. Okay. Oh.
Okay.
All right, Anne.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you very much. And what is the website again? Illuminated.
IlluminatingSouls.com is where you can sign up for the teleclass we're going to do on January 6th. But Anna, do you want to put your website
Again? My website, if you want to contact me about the angels or anything that we've spoken about, is Anna-Taylor.co.uk.
Yes.
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, .co.uk.
Yes, .co.uk.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, all right. All right. Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I always enjoy listening to your show.
Oh, yay.
If I'm home on Monday afternoon. Yep.
Thank you.
And you can go to citr.ca and listen to the podcast if you want to hear your reading again. Sometimes pick up extra things when you listen to it multiple times.
Yes. Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Okay. So now, hi, caller, you're on the air. Or not. Okay, disappearing callers. That's fine. so we do. We have just a few minutes left in the show, anyway. So, is there anything in general, maybe that you would like to? Do you want to do a reading for like the whole audience?
How about if I just ask the angels the most important message that they have for everyone right now?
Love it.
And we'll just see. Okay. Again, following on from what we were just talking about with the last caller, is really following your own path, expressing yourself. They're wanting us to know that being assertive in a really loving way is important. In 2012, I keep hearing that too, because that really comes down to, again, following our own path, you know, following our own gut, our own heart, and knowing that we are, as much as I was talking about us being the same, we are in truth, but we all have different ways to do that and different, you know, different gifts even. So they're wanting us to know that what is right for one is not right for another. And that's actually how we get to change the world in positive ways, you know, because not everyone is going to want to sit and talk on the radio. Not everyone is going to want to cook or, you know, paint. But if you do love that, then do it, because it makes a difference. But they're also saying, just to really stand up for what you believe in. You know, this is a time when all of us with something to say or something that we feel really strongly about, it's the time to do it, because that is what's going to make a difference. You know, things that feel old to us, the systems that feel old, that, you know, even the political stuff that's going on in the world right now, we need to say something if we don't agree, and we can do it in a loving way. And the angels will really help us to do that, speak our truth with love.
Yay. And so, yeah, speaking of creating change and being assertive, and we've been talking a little bit about 2012 today, since it is 2012 now. Wow.
It's amazing when you say that, right, isn't it?
I remember when I was like 10, seeing on the TV, they Time Life, or I don't know, one of those companies that sells books and CDs and stuff, talking and selling some kind of book about the Mayan prophecies and stuff, and thinking, wow, I'm going to be like in my 30s when that happens. And now it's here. And it's like,
I know. I actually remember the millennium, you know, when it changed. And I was thinking, you know, we have 10 or 12, you know, 10 years till 2010, because I remember people saying that. And then 2012 was like, that's ages away. And now, you know, in a blink of an eye, you know, we're all growing up. And I just think, you know, that is, you know, time is speeding up even. Right, I really, really believe that time is really going fast these days. And that's even why it's even more important to, you know, make the most of our lives, do what makes us happy.
Yeah. And if it's painful, that's a sign that it's wrong.
Right.
Something's off there.
Definitely, definitely. We're meant to be joyful. We're meant to be peaceful. You know, it sounds, some people say, oh, that's kind of, you know, a bit slushy, but it's true. You know, we are joy, we are love, and, you know, we're not meant to suffer. Of course, we as humans, we have our challenges, but we don't have to keep doing that. You know, we can choose again, right?
Yeah. Yay. Well, how much time do we have? What is the name of your album?
Actually, I was just about to say that when we played the last song, It's Already Here. I called the album Already Here, one, because it was a song I wrote a long time ago before I'd even thought of doing the album. But also just because I used to say when I was wanting to find the right people to work with and write the songs and, you know, do all this, I used to say everything I need for the album is already here, because I believe that when we focus on that, the universe goes, oh, okay, it is. And that's true for anything that you want. So if we're talking about intention, setting intentions for the new year, you want to really focus on it being part of your experience now, spending some time, as I was saying to Marie, closing your eyes, really focusing on what you want or something that makes you feel good is so much more powerful than any other negative thought. So if you can just imagine right now that you are in peace and in joy just for a few moments, and that's already here. And then the universe opens a door and brings more and more of that to you. It's our experience. So it becomes a momentum. It goes on and on and on. What we focus on builds. What we focus on really multiplies. So that is already here. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why I called Already Here the album.
Yay. Well, it's time to wrap up now. Parts Unknown is coming up next. I see Chris-erific standing in the hallway waiting for me to get my butt off the air so he can get his CD on. So we are going to end the show with Body by Anna Taylor's album, from Anna Taylor's album Already Here. Thank you so much for coming to the station with the building closed and everything, having to wait outside in the cold.
Okay.
You were such a sport, so thank you.
Thank you so much. I've had such a wonderful time being with you, and even better that I'm in Canada, you know, all the way from England. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here, and thanks to everyone who called in. Next week, we're going to have a local hypnotherapist on, so that should be fun. And have a very happy New Year. See you later. Bye.
Some see me first, but that's okay. To know the real you eventually will come your way. So walk with me, talk with me, and I'll listen to you. I'm not the enemy you think I am. It's alright, don't you cry. In time you'll remember we were meant to be together. I am with you. I'm the body you live in. A new direction. Let's redefine perfection.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing.